In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep at Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contained many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with excerpts from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 3. The Moon. Unto the luminous moon which keepeth within itself the seed of many species, let there be invocation with prayer. When the light of the moon waxeth warmer, golden-hued plants grow up from the earth during the season of spring.
The radiant and luminous moon keepeth within itself the seed, the bright, the glorious, the water-giving, the warmth-giving, the wisdom-giving, the thoughtfulness-giving, the freshness-giving, the healing one, the moon of peace. With silent and peace-giving light, the moon doth shine upon the pastures, the abodes, the waters, the lands and the plants of our earthly garden. The moon and the sun, the holy wind and the stars without beginning, self-determined and self-moved. All are regulators of the holy order of the days and nights, of the months and years. The face of the moon doth change its aspect.
Yet is ever the same, as the holy law doth reveal a different face to each of the children of light, yet is unchanged in its essence. We invoke the new moon and the moon that is waning, and the full moon that scattereth the night, and the yearly festivals and the seasons of the heavenly Father. For it was He who gave us the moon, her increase and her decrease, that through her we might know the movements of the day and of the night. Thou silver and luminous moon, we are grateful that we may look on thee and see in thy reflection the blessed face of our earthly mother.
Among the world of the sons of men, the brothers of light are flames of radiance, as the stars pale in the presence of the bright and shining moon. The moon walketh in brightness across the sky, and delight in the holy law doth fill our hearts. Peace, peace, peace. Holy angel of peace, illumine the silver moon with thy holiness, that all may look upon its beauty, and fill thy eternal peace. The desert sky is blue with night, and we see the first ray of the new moon, chaste and beautiful. Then do the brothers greet one another, saying, "Peace be with thee, peace be with thee."
Psalms of praise and thanksgiving. I am grateful, Heavenly Father, for Thou hast raised me to an eternal height, and I walk in the wonders of the plain. Thou gavest me guidance to reach Thine eternal company from the depths of the earth. Thou hast purified my body to join the army of the angels of the earth, and my spirit to reach the congregation of the heavenly angels.
Thou gavest man eternity to praise at dawn and dusk, thy works and wonders in joyful song. O all ye works of the heavenly order, bless ye the law. Praise and exalt the law above all forever. O ye heavens, bless ye the law. Praise and exalt the law above all forever. O ye angels of the heavenly Father, and ye angels of the earthly Mother, bless ye the law. Praise and exalt the law above all forever. All ye waters that be above the heavens, bless ye the law. all ye powers of the holy angels, bless ye the Lord. Ye sun and moon, bless ye the Lord. Ye stars of heaven, bless ye the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless ye the Lord. All ye winds, bless ye the Lord. Ye fire and heat, bless ye the Lord.
Ye winter and summer, bless ye the Lord. Ye light and darkness, bless ye the Lord. Ye dews and storms of snow, bless ye the Lord. Ye nights and days, bless ye the Lord. Ye lightning and clouds, bless ye the Lord. Ye mountains and little hills, bless ye the Lord. All ye things that grow on the earth, bless ye the Lord. Ye fountains, bless ye the Lord. Ye seas and rivers, bless ye the Lord. O ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye the Lord. O ye fowls of the air, bless ye the Lord. O all ye beasts and cattle, bless ye the Lord.
O ye children of men, bless ye the Lord. O ye spirits and souls of the children of light, bless ye the Lord. O ye holy and humble workers in the garden of the brotherhood, bless ye the Lord. O let the whole earth bless the Lord. O give thanks unto the heavenly Father, and bless ye his law. O all ye that worship the law, give praise unto the heavenly Father, and the earthly Mother, and all the holy angels, and give unto them thanks, for the law endureth forever.
We worship the law by day and by night. Hail to the heavenly Father, hail to the earthly Mother, hail to the holy angels, hail to the children of light, hail to our holy Father Enoch, hail to the whole of holy creation that was, that is, or ever shall be. Give thanks unto the heavenly Father, for he is good. Give thanks unto the God of the angels. Give thanks unto the Lord of light, for his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, to him that made great lights in the heavens, to him that made the sun to rule by day, and the moon and stars to rule by night. Give unending praise and thanksgiving, for his mercy endureth forever. And we do worship the ancient and holy religion, which was instituted at the creation, which was on the earth in the time of the great trees, the holy religion of the Creator, the resplendent and the glorious, revealed unto our father Enoch.
We do worship the Creator and the fire of life, and the good waters which are holy, and the resplendent sun and the moon, and the lustrous, glorious stars. And most of all we do worship the holy law, which the Creator, our heavenly Father, hath given to us. It is the law which maketh holy our dwelling place, which is the wide green earth. Praise ye the law. The law healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Great is the law, and of great power. The understanding of the law is infinite.
Sing unto the law with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto the law, which covereth the heaven with clouds, which prepareth rain for the earth, which maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. We praise aloud the well-thought thought, the word well spoken, and the deed well done. We will come to thee, O ye bountiful immortals. We will come to thee, extolling and invoking thee, angels of the heavenly Father and the earthly Mother. We do worship the holy Lord of the heavenly order, the creator of all good creatures of the earth. And we do worship the utterances of our father Enoch, and his ancient, pure religion, his faith and his law, older than the beginning of time. We will sing unto the law as long as we live. We will sing praise unto our heavenly Father, while we have our being, while the garden of the brotherhood doth endure.
Our communions with the angels shall be sweet. We will be glad in the law. Bless thou the law, O my soul. Praise ye the holy law. The children of light love the law, because the law heareth our voices and our supplications. An all-hearing ear hath the law inclined unto us. Therefore will we call upon the law as long as we live. The law hath delivered our souls from death, our eyes from tears, and our feet from falling. We will walk before the law in the land of the living, in the paths of the infinite garden of the brotherhood. The days of the sons of men are as grass, as flowers of the field, so they flourish.
For the wind passeth over them, and they are gone, but the mercy of the law is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that follow it. Bless the heavenly Father, all ye his angels, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O heavenly Father, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honour and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his children of light a flaming fire, to kindle the truth in the hearts of the sons of men, who laid the foundations of the earth. Bless the heavenly Father, O my soul.
Laments. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop.
My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. The heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. The first step taken by the soul of the wicked man laid him in the evil thought hell. The second step taken by the soul of the wicked man laid him in the evil word hell. The third step taken by the soul of the wicked man laid him in the evil deed hell. The fourth step taken by the soul of the wicked man laid him in endless darkness.
I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be restrained. Now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. For the wicked sons of men have sinned against themselves, and their hell of evil thoughts, evil words, and evil deeds is a hell of their own making. But my anguish and my bitter tears are for our ancient fathers, who sinned against the Creator, and were banished from the holy kingdom of the great trees.
Wherefore I weep, and hide my face in sorrow, for the beauty of the lost garden, and the vanished sweetness of the song of the bird, who sang in the branches of the tree of life. Have mercy upon me, O God, and cleanse me from my sin. The joy of our hearts is seized. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned, for this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Thou, O heavenly Father, remainest forever, a throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, renew our days of old.
Where there is no righteousness or compassion, there wild beasts of the desert shall lie, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there, and the wild beasts shall cry in their desolate houses. Wash me, O Lord, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy infinite garden, and uphold me with thy holy angels.
Let me drive away all evil things and all uncleanness from the fire, the water, the earth, the trees, from the faithful man and the faithful woman, from the stars, the moon, the sun, from the boundless light, and from all good things made by thee, O Heavenly Father, whose offspring is the holy law. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a wicked land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. For Zion is the freedom in the brotherhood. O Lord, to thee will I cry.
For the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Let all of the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. For it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, a day when the earth shall quake and the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Out of the depths we will cry unto thee, O Lord, Lord, hear thou our voices. Open-minded viewers, we appreciate your wise company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Wednesday for part 2 of excerpts from the Essene Gospel of Peace, book 3. Now please stay tuned for Planet Earth, our loving home. Up next, after noteworthy news, blessed be your good hearts and noble endeavors.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.